This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sharbadu Dewa says five-party alliance is for political stability and safeguarding democracy. 40% of ballot papers printed for the first-past-the-post electoral system under the federal and province assembly elections. People observing Lakshmi Puja today, worshipping goddess of wealth and prosperity, Lakshmi. And former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson rules himself out of the race of Prime Minister. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sharbadu Dewa has said the five-party ruling alliance was formed to safeguard the Constitution, the Democratic Republic and federalism. In his address to a joint province-level party gathering organised by the alliance at Thangadi yesterday, the Prime Minister said the federal and provincial assembly elections would strengthen the constitution and federalism. On the occasion, CPN Maui Centre Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda reiterated that the present alliance was formed to safeguard the constitution, democracy and changes achieved so far. Similarly, CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal said that if the parties in the present ruling coalition had not taken timely steps, the country would have gone on the path to regression. The Election Commission has completed the printing of 40% of ballot papers for the first-past-the-post electoral system under the House of Representatives and Province Assembly elections scheduled for November 20. The Election Commission said it will complete the printing of the 16.67 million ballot papers towards the first-past-the-post election system soon. Towards the proportional representation electoral system, the transport of the ballot papers to 68 districts has been completed. Minister for Home Affairs Balkrishna Khand assured the Nepal police that the government and the Ministry of Home Affairs were completely with it for tackling every challenges it faced. At a convocation program of the 12th group of the Postgraduate Diploma in Political Science at National Police Academy in Maharajganj yesterday, Minister Khan expressed his belief that the trainees equipped with the skills would be able to discharge every responsibility professionally. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, has asserted that the current coalition government would move ahead on the path of development and prosperity along with stability. Addressing a welcome program organized at Bok Rahar Narsingh Rural Municipality in Sunsari District yesterday, Minister Karki said that the Democratic Left Alliance was formed to fulfill a specific objective and it would remain until that specific objective was achieved. Karki explained that the coalition was formed to protect the provisions enshrined and envisioned by the Constitution of Nepal, promulgated as per the aspirations of the Nepali people. The Nepali Congress is unveiling its commitment document related to the House of Representatives and Province Assembly elections today. The party office stated that Prime Minister and the party president Sharbadu Dewa is scheduled to make public the document at the party's central office in Sanipa today. The second and the third day of the five-day Tihar festival, Kukur Tihar and Lakshmi Puja, are being celebrated across the country today. Dog, the man's best friend, is worshipped today. Also today, the most important day of the Tihar festival, Lakshmi Puja, is being celebrated by worshipping the goddess of wealth and prosperity, Lakshmi. People clean their houses and light oil lamps to welcome the goddess of wealth. People, especially girls, also play bhailo today. Bhailo is a cultural practice of going to people's house, singing songs and getting money or some other gifts in return. Tihar is the second biggest festival of Nepali Hindus. The greatest poet of Nepali literature, Mahakavi Lakshmi Prasad Devkota, was also born today. Given the title Mahakavi, which means great poet, Lakshmi Prasad Devkota is known for his numerous collection of poems including Muna Madan, Sakuntal and Sulochana, among others. Home Minister Balkrishna Khand on Sunday held talks with the newly appointed ambassador of the United States of America to Nepal, Dean R. Thompson. According to the Home Minister's Secretariat, various matters of mutual interest were discussed during the meeting held at the ministry. Welcoming Ambassador Thompson to Nepal, Home Minister Khan expressed his gratitude for the U.S., support to the development and democracy of Nepal, and hoped for continued support in the future as well. On the occasion, Ambassador Thompson expressed his belief that the upcoming elections in Nepal would contribute to making Nepal's democracy more prosperous. Chief of Army Staff Prabhuram Sharma and military advisor in the United Nations Department of Peace Operations, General Birami Diop, held a meeting yesterday. In the meeting held at the Nepal Army headquarters, they discussed about Nepal Army's contribution to the peacekeeping missions. According to the Directorate of Public Relations and Information, Chief of Army Staff Sharma and General Diop exchanged their views on the need and participation of the Nepali peacekeeping force in coming days. On the occasion, General Diop highly commended the contributions of the Nepali peacekeepers in various peacekeeping missions and expected continuation of their contributions in the coming days as well. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has ruled himself out of the race to replace Liz Truss, saying he has enough support but he has decided it is not the right thing to do. The former Prime Minister claimed he cleared the high hurdle of nominations with 102 backers, although only 57 Member of Parliament did so publicly. He said he believed he would have been well placed to deliver a victory in the next general election, but he said that it was not the right time. Rishi Sunak, who is now seen as favourite to be the Prime Minister, has paid tribute to Johnson, saying he will always be grateful for his actions during the COVID pandemic and the war in Ukraine. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather is likely to be partly cloudy in province number 1 and Madhya province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at 1 or 2 places of province number 1 and Madhya province and the hilly region of Bagmati province and Gandaki province. Kathmandu's weather report for the past 24 hours, the maximum temperature was 27 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature was 11.2 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines, once again. Prime Minister Shahbahadur Dewar says five-party alliance is for political stability and safeguarding democracy. 40% of ballot papers printed for the first past the post-electoral system under the federal and province assembly elections. People observing Lakshmi Puja today, worshipping goddess of wealth and prosperity Lakshmi, and former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson rules himself out of the race of Prime Minister. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.